Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Are You a Good Listener? We need to learn to listen to have good communication skills. Often we are rehearsing our answer rather than listening to what is being said to us. What that means is instead of paying attention to what the person we are speaking to is saying, we are already planning our answer to them rather than paying attention and then forming an answer afterwards. And to be to have good communication skills, you have to be a good listener. What listening means is if the way you tilt your head when you're talking to someone, the way you're standing while you're talking to them, you can be standing in such a way that you're threatening, or you can standing it like you're challenging what they're saying. So be aware of what you're doing when you're listening to people. And people often have different preferred listening styles that help us process the information that we're taking in. Since we're now in the information age, we are bombarded with so much information that our brain has learned to filter out information we don't want to hear or don't consider important. And think about the trivia answers that you have. For instance, how many times you get shows that are contradictory in what they're saying and how they're being presented. Often what that means is you will take in certain information, you will look at it in a certain way, and then how you process it. Today we get our information from the internet, TV, radio, newspapers, magazines, and conversations at work. Often, if you listen to people at work, you can get conflicting information because what happens is everyone listens differently, so when they say something, they may misinterpret what is being said or how it is being said. And often what that means is that an individual can say something in such a way that it's being very challenging or it's being very informative. You just kind of need to take the information in and look at it and be aware of how it's being said. And we're currently in the midst of what is known as the information age. So with all the media that is available, we have to decide what is important and what is not important. And to be a good listener depends on how good the information that you're listening to. And when you think about it, often people don't want to listen to someone who they do not consider worth listening to. And what I want to do is remind you, in the song Fiddler on the Roof, he says, the song is, If I Were a Rich Man. And the importance of that, if you think about the times in which that song was written and that play was made in the early 18th century, what was happening was that you had people that often in those times would look at someone as being rich because he was a learned man. And because he was a learned man, he had to know a lot of different information, because he utilized that information and he was able to secure the money. And if you think about those times, you often had the rich and you had the poor. And that was why in Russia, during the early 20th century, you had the Russian Revolution, which brought about communism, because there was just two classes. If you look at what's happening in the United States today with the way the economy is going. You're going to have your upper classes and you're going to have your lower classes. And somewhere in the middle, which is the people who are often thought of as the middle class, are probably going to non-exist. And it's going to make those times ripe for something like a revolution to come about. So what we need to do is be aware of what's happening around us and be aware of our environment. A counselor is trained to be a good listener. By listening, what they do is they often will repeat what you are saying to them so that you are aware of how they're listening to you. And then you can verify whether or not they've listened to you correctly or whether or not they haven't. And often that's a very important aspect of listening. And when you think about it, like I'm trained in psychodrama. Psychodrama is where a group of people get together and you have a warm-up session. And through that warm-up session, you can pull who your protagonist is going to be, which is the person whose issues you want to deal with. And often it's dealt with in a group where you will have people act out different roles, and the individual will tell them how to respond, how to react in that situation. And you often have a double who is more or less your alter ego, and he will, in essence, turn around and he will express things in such a way as if he feels there's something that you need to say that you're not saying, or a feeling or emotion that you're feeling but you're not saying the words, then he helps you to say it. And you either have to say exactly the words as he has said it, or you can say, no, that's not what I'm feeling. This is what I'm feeling. And you can answer the way you want to. So there are a lot of different ways and a lot of different things that we can consider in certain situations that can really help us in how we deal with people. And let's discuss why being a good listener is very important. Because in business, you need to build relationships in order to increase your sales. And if someone feels that you're listening to them, then you would be someone that they would seek out and build a relationship with. Often we buy through relationships. When you think about network marketing and the concept of network marketing, that is a field that people don't often think about. But in business, it was proven by Amway that network marketing does work. It's just a matter of that what Amway proved is that what you're able to do is you can call your friends, you can introduce the product to them, you can build sales through that, whether it's in an Amway business or it's a brick-and-mortar business or even it's your own personal business where you're working from home. The concept is the same. Being a good listener and talking to people and really paying attention to what they are saying is very important. And let me give you an example of being a poor listener and how it can interfere and create problems in relationships. And the best way to do that is to show how the relationship I have with my mother. She is someone who is very jealous of what other people have. All she does is talk about what they have. She's now 90 years old, so she's going through dementia. So she doesn't. She's not that way anymore, mainly because she's just not aware of her surroundings as much anymore, and most of her friends that she grew up with, if not all of them, are already gone. All her brothers and sisters are gone. She's the last one in her family. And she and my sister get along, my younger sister get along really good. And their situation is to say that they look at me and they look at my older sister, because we have disabilities, as being helpless. And for years, my mother would tell my sister, You have to take care of them because they can't take care of themselves. My sister, instead of being aware and saying, you know, they can learn to take care of themselves, we just need to help them learn to take care of themselves. But what will happen is they will hear what they want to hear. They will twist the story around the way they want it to be, and they will not acknowledge a situation the way it is. And the best way for me to show that is to show how in the family it was a very dysfunctional family where there was a lot of physical, emotional, and verbal abuse. My father physically abused, my mother emotionally and verbally abused her children, especially me and my older sister, because we were perceived as being helpless and worthless, even though they would never say certain words. That was in the implication in the way they talked to us. And one thing is my mother's always been very negative and liked to create hostility around her because she grew up in an environment where there was a lot of hostility. So she got used to that and she felt comfortable in that type of environment. Therefore, when she married and had a relationship, she ended up in a marriage where it was around the hostility. They got along, they both had certain needs. Hers was to have financial security, his was to have a hostess. So they created the relationship. There was no real love between them, no real respect between them, and they did not show that to their children as we were growing up. Therefore, there was a lot of insecurity, a lot of negativity, and unless you're willing to accept where you're coming from and change those behaviors, then those things will always be in your personal relationships, and they will also filter into the relationships you have in the workplace. So one of the things that we need to do and think about is to teach you how you can change those communication skills, how you can learn to become a good listener. And some of the things you need to be aware of is look at the way you turn your head when you are listening to someone. Are you really paying attention to what they are saying? Are those things really important to you? Or is it something that you're just putting out effort for, but you're not really paying attention in the situation that you're involved in? And that is a very important aspect of having good communication skills and building good relationships, is being a good listener. And I can give you an example of what a poor listener is, and it is important because this kind of gives you a good example how someone could be saying one thing and someone else can misinterpret it. 14 years ago, I was dating someone, and he ended up moving to Miami, Florida, and since I was trying to get away from my family, I let myself be drawn into a relationship with him where I left town and I went down to Miami with him. And since at the time we got down there, he hadn't actually had the apartment that he was getting ready to move into being available to him. So I ended up staying with my mother. And then once he moved into his apartment, I pretty much stayed with her and would just go see him periodically. And what I found was because she likes to create hostility around her, and she would not listen to what I was saying, and she heard what she wanted to hear, that what would happen is the relationship would start to deteriorate to the point of hostility around us. During the first 4 months, I would go to visit him and stay there a week or two, and every time I went, it became a situation where I was staying there less and less, so that after the first 4 months, I no longer went to see him. The relationship had finally ended. So what happened was, because I was not getting away from her, then the relationship deteriorated to the point where the hostility came out. For instance, my older sister, when she gets angry, she will internalize it, and she will turn around and start beating up on herself. And because she has found that that gets her what she wants, because she throws a temper tantrum. Because my mother will often say to her, if you get kicked out, I'm not going to put you back in school. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And a lot of that really was just threats, but it was never anything that she followed through with. So that my sister learned that no matter what, she could always get what it is she really wants, whether she throws a temper tantrum or not. And now it's 40 years later, and she's gotten to the point where it's just innate in her to throw those temper tantrums. She's done nothing to think about it being any different. Okay? And then what happens is I've got a sister who very much is like my mother in how she denigrates and treats her sisters and how she talks to them, and she comes in acting like she is the one that has to take care of everything and make it all work, when in reality she doesn't really have to. She's not, but what it is that my mother has put this on her, and so she's let her do it to her. She's let her dictate how she should live her life instead of living it the way she wants to. Then what happens is, since I have realized what the relationships are, that it's not that there's been, that just because they say they love you, it's just words, it's not a feeling, it's not an emotion, that what happens is it has created a lot of hostility around them. And then what happens is, for instance, my sister, it's now 40 years later, and it's become so ingrained in her that if she doesn't get what she wants, that she will just automatically throw a temper tantrum, not even being aware of who it is around her anymore, because it can be strangers, and she will still throw a temper tantrum. And then my mother calls my sister to tell her, oh, she threw a temper tantrum. She did this, she did that. Well, and then my sister's now decided that my older sister needs to go see her psychiatrist. And now, the problem is that unless they are willing to change their relationship with her, unless they are willing to really listen to what she says, unless they are willing to really communicate with her, then nothing is going to change. You can put her on all the pills you want to. You can send her to as many psychiatrists as you want to. Nothing is going to change. It all depends on the relationship that you have within the family. That is how communication is, being a good listener, listening to what everyone is saying is a very important aspect of it. So if you think about it, listening is a very important part of building good relationships, whether it's in your family or whether it is in business. For instance, if you are dealing with a company as a salesman, you need to understand what their needs are, not what they're saying, because sometimes they may not even be aware of what the real issue is if you're talking to the management. So they may see it as one thing, but then you'll have the workers there seeing it as something different. So you really have to go in and you have to interview to find out what the real issue is. If you are looking for a job today and you want to impress the person who is interviewing you so that you can make him look good, so that you can get the job that you really want, you have to be a good listener. You have to be able to research it. You need to understand what their problems are. You need to understand how you personally can address those issues for them. You have to be, so understanding what is going on in a company and being able to solve that problem, you also would have to be able to say, look, when I worked with X, Y, and Z company and we had a similar problem, this is how I handled that situation there. If you are a business owner and you are serving a particular population, and a salesman comes in to sell you his products because of where the economy is today, you have to be aware of what your customers' needs are. So when they come into your store, you have to be able to listen to what they are saying to you and be aware of what it is that they're really looking for. Because if you can meet that need, if you have that product or that service that really meets that need, then you will be at the beginning of building a good relationship with that person. And by building that relationship, you are going to be able to be in a position to better advance your needs, because it's all about WIIFM. Remember, that is the call nation, the call letters of a radio station. What's in it for me, or what's in it for you? The idea being that if you are aware of how you are going to meet a need that person has, then you will be able to build a good relationship. You will be able to build a strong business. So it's all about understanding how you can use this. Now, what I want to go back and discuss is that we are now in the information age. So people get their information through the internet today. They get it through the TV. They get it through radio. They get it through newspapers. They get it through magazines. And often you will see magazines that, especially in the entertainment industry, and you will see shows on TV that are supposed to be informing you about, but even they are biased. Certain shows like Entertainment Tonight, when they promote a movie, it's because they're being paid by the movie studios to promote that movie to get you to the movie when that movie actually hits the theaters. Why? Because they need to make back the money that they have put out on making that movie. When you think about what is happening today, why newspapers are not having the circulation that they used to have? Because people will go on the internet and read stories, because a newspaper will not only put their information in print, but they will also put it on the internet today. And often, if you want to find out what is really going on in another country, you not only need to read their news, but you need to read the news that comes out of other media about that country. Because often a country will put their best foot forward. They want people to see they need visitors, because that is how they earn the money that pays for all the services that they provide locally. So if you think about it, a lot of these things, the bottom line has always been the money that's involved in it. So what you need to be aware of is how you can help yourself, how you can build good listening skills. And listening is, when you think about it, think about the way you hold your head when you're listening to someone. Think about the eye contact you have with them. Think about the way you're standing there while you're listening to them. Are your legs wide apart? Are your hands crossed? If that is your stance, then you are challenging the person who is speaking to you. You are not really listening to them. So be aware of what you are doing and how you are reacting in those situations. And if you are listening to someone and you want them to know that you are really listening to them, then what you need to do is maybe when you were responding to them, incorporate a few things that they were saying to them. It is important to understand how we listen. It is important to understand how we communicate. I want to discuss a little bit about communication and how we can utilize that. And when you think about it, we all have different behavior patterns and ways that we respond to each other. When someone is, when two people are arguing, look at the eyes, look at the expression in their eyes. When you think about it, if someone's hurt, they're going to be very cold, they're going to be very distant, they're not going to answer you. And you just got to be aware of your tone of voice when you are speaking to someone. My sister often criticizes and then wants to say, oh, but I'm just being nice, and oh, I just opened up my house to you, and it's a, but she doesn't understand there is very much of a contract. If she was willing to sit down with someone and talk to them in the way she would talk to her friend, she knows the difference. She knows who she can scream and yell at. She knows who she can dictate to. She knows that she cannot open her mouth and talk to her friend the way she does to her sister. She knows that when she doesn't, when she's telling someone one story about the situation, she is not about to bring them into a different situation. For instance, my mother lost her license when she was 85 years old because her eyesight started going bad. When I stayed with her 14 years ago because she was mad at me, she went out and bought a new car just because she felt like she had to do something to prove that she had the control. At the time, she also decided to go stay with her sister because I would not respond to her in the way that she wanted to. And it was like I was listening to what she was saying, but I was doing what I wanted to do because I did not think that they had my best interest at heart. They were only looking at how they can control me. And think about it. If you are a controlling person, then sooner or later, that person you're talking to is eventually going to tune you out. They're not going to pay attention to you. They're not going to listen to you. You know, as a when you have a young child, you tell that child everything, and they listen to you. They think you're God. They think you know everything. As they get older, they learn differently. So you have to be aware of the things that you are doing that really influence the situation and how you can even change that situation into such a way that you're not really benefiting you and you're not really benefiting them. So what you need to be aware of and what you need to think of is how can you change things to make them better for yourself? How can you improve how you communicate? And you need to be aware of that when you communicate, we communicate in styles. For instance, someone who is a very controlling person, they feel they can control their environment, and they expect everyone to listen to what they say and follow what they say to the letter, whether they believe it or not. If you're with someone who is very much like you, then they're not going to listen to you because they're going to think that they have a better idea or they can do it better than you can. Sometimes you need to listen to them because sometimes they do have a better way of expressing themselves. What I want to do now is take a break and tell you that my website is onepersonalcareercoach.com. And as an Inscape Publishing distributor, I have the listening profile, which is an assessment profile that you can use to determine how you listen to people, if you're a good listener, if you're a poor listener, if you need to change your listening habits. This is a very important aspect for business because it is how you grow a business. It's how you increase your income. So are you going to think of some ways that you can really help yourself in the business world? Or are you going to think of some ways that you can hurt yourself? And what I do as a coach is help people determine and change their behavior for the better. And being a good listener is a very important aspect of that. Now, what I want to do is go back and finish up the last 15 minutes by talking to you about how a salesman listens, also about salesmen, how people, that listening is very important, because people who are in sales, business owners, people who are starting, who are thinking of starting a business, or people who need to learn how to build good relationships, they need to learn how to listen. And I would like to spend my last 20 minutes talking about how I can help you change and build good listening skills for yourself. One of the things you need to be aware of is how you listen and why that is important to you. And some of the things you might very well need to think about are the way you listen and how you can improve your listening skills. Just think about how you listen to someone. Are you very much aware of what they are saying to you? Do you really listen to what they're saying and make your decisions based on what they are saying? Or are you trying to formulate an answer before they even have finished speaking? Because if you are trying to formulate an answer, then you are not really listening to what they're saying. Because what that means is, even though you think you're listening, you're not really listening. And when you think about it, let's look at how people get the wrong impression. And you've seen this done where one person whispers in one person's ear, the next person goes and whispers something into someone else's ear. Now, each time that story gets told, it's told slightly different. So that what happens is, from the time it gets started to that at the end of the day, the story is so totally different from what it was. So as you think about it, what are some ways that you can think of that you can change and that you can improve your skills so that you are really listening to someone? And one of the things I would like to ask you to do is to write down for yourself some ways that you can change and improve your listening so that you are really listening to what someone is saying to you. And that means everyone. And I can tell you that even in the relationship I have with my family, in so many ways I've learned that deal with the hostility, that I just don't even answer them. So I just don't even listen to them. I have learned to tune them out, because I know that if I answer them, that it will end up in an argument, because they are really looking to argue, and it really stymies them when I do not answer them. And sometimes that's just the best tactic to take in that relationship. And I've also found that because they are not willing to change, that whenever I get around them, I get very angry and I do fall back in old behavior, that the best way to deal with them is to stay away from them. But I know that when I'm in the business world and doing what I really need to do, then one thing that I do when I know that I have a short attention span and don't always hear everything. And the thing was that I learned when I was in class that I would often take what was being said so that I could always go back and listen to it later so I could catch the things that I missed. Because we do have selective hearing in what we do. And it is important, because often when someone says something to you, they may mean it one way, but we can often take it in such a different way because we are not really listening to everything they are saying. And that happens to everyone, because you only hear every other word of what is being said, because that is how the brain deals with different situations. So be aware of how you respond in those situations. Be aware and think of ways that you can change your behavior and improve it so that you can handle things in such a way that would be good for you, and ways that can really help you benefit. And what we want to do is also talk about how you can learn to become a good listener. And it really is a learned response. Often, when you think about it, a baby often will watch you. They, you know, as a small child, a child is only aware of what is around them and the people that are around them. So if they don't see you, they don't really know that you exist. So when you play with them, often someone will do something and talk, in essence, talk in baby talk instead of talking in real sentences, because a child learns how to communicate through the people around him. That if someone does not pay attention to a small child, then what happens is they may very well become a slow learner, or they may be slow speak, because children need interaction. Even in education today, that if a child is an only child, or they don't live around other children where they interact with other children, then what happens is they don't learn to build good social skills. And what I'd like to do is tell you about a situation that happened to me many, many, many years ago. And that's a good example of someone not having the experience of how to handle that situation, because it was a situation that I had never had the opportunity to experience. And only after experiencing it did I learn how to handle that situation. When I graduated college, or got my undergraduate degree, and I couldn't find a job, what happened was my mother was preparing to move from Savannah to New York City. And since I was living with her at the time and getting a Social Security check that did not come directly to me but came to her for me, then I had no choice but to move with her. So while I was up there, my uncle worked for the city of New York in the welfare department, and they were looking to hire people, and I got a job with them. During the training period, we went somewhere for lunch, and at the time, I was also attending graduate school at Hunter College, and I came home late one night and did not have the opportunity to go to the bank and take the money out. And at that time, it was the beginning of the banks giving out debit cards, but you didn't always think about using debit cards to pay for your meal. And my money was in the bank, but I did not have the cash to pay for it. So what happened was I had stopped off before I went to work to get something and broke the $5 bill that I had. And then when I went to pay, instead of standing up and saying in front of everyone that I did not have the money and that I would pay them later, then what happened was I said it to one person, and then it made me look like a fool. So what you need to do is think about how the lack of communication influences how people listen to you, because what they were thinking was that I was really trying to take advantage of them, and not that it was truly a mistake that I had made. So just think about how if you are not a good listener, how you may misinterpret something that someone is saying to you because you're hearing it one way when they are literally meaning something totally different. So what is it that you can do that can maybe change some of your behavior so you can become a good listener? How can you improve some of the things that you need to do to really help yourself become a good listener? And how can you think of some ways that you can really get out there and become a good listener? How can you change your behavior? And how can you learn to communicate in such a way that you let people know that you're really listening to what they are saying to you? And remember, communication starts in the family. And how you think about communication is a very important aspect of building good relationships. And becoming a good listener is a very important aspect of building good relationships. Now, think about and write down the relationships you have with the people around you. How do you talk to them? How do you come across to them? Are they really listening to what you're saying? Are you really listening to what they're saying? Are you building a good, solid relationship with them? Or is it a relationship based on the fact that you want something from them and you don't want to really give up anything of yourself? Because being a friend is a very important part of having good relationships. And often people will say what they want you to hear when they are, and then they are not really communicating in such a way that is to really help you be aware of the fact that everyone has an agenda in the way they build their relationship. So are you someone who is a genuine friend, and are you truly caring about people? Because if you are, that will come across in the way they relate to you. Often people will think that just because they are giving of themselves in certain ways, although they may not, that they are really having an agenda underneath it. That will often come out. So what are some ways that you can do that can really change you to build better relationships in business, in your personal life? And right now, we are in a down economy. We are now going back to where we were 100 years ago, back to the entrepreneur. 100 years ago, when the Europeans first came here, what they did was they took their wares, they put it on push carts, and they sold it on street corners. And you would often see people sitting out there telling you stories about an item and where it came from and how old it is. And a lot of that's because they were trying to get you to buy it at the price that they were marketing it at rather than getting you to try and bring them down and negotiate them down in a sale, because this is how they earn their income. Today, things have changed. People don't communicate in the way they used to. You'll see, because of the technology, people have more cell phones, they do text messaging, and they do instant messaging on the internet. And what that has done is that has created an environment where there is lack of communication skills. There is lack of good listening skills. So we often need to think of ways on how we can improve those skills and how we can improve our relationships and how we can learn to become a better listener in our relationships. And what we want to do is help you think of some ways that you can change and build a good relationship with someone, how you can change your attitude in how you respond to people, and how you can change the things that you need to change to really improve where you are coming from today. We also want to help you think of some ways that you can change and build good relationships. Often, that is things that we really need to learn. You don't learn it in school today. You don't really learn it in business. You know, often when, as a child growing up, especially in an environment where there's a lot of hostility, we learn that hostility gets us what we want, and so we learn to become violent, even though it may not initially be in our nature. Often behaviors are learned. We can relearn better behaviors. You can change, but it's also a change that comes about because you are looking to change. You want to change. You are thinking about some ways that you can really improve where you're at and how you can think of this, of ways to improve your behavior. What we also want to do is help you think of some ways that you can improve where you're at today and your listening, how you can change that, how you can improve it, how you can begin to listen in a way that will really help you think and plan the things you need to. You know, being a good listener is really having good communication skills, being aware of what your style is. When we communicate, you have people who are very outgoing. You have people that are very controlling. You have people who are very verbal in the skills they have, who like to talk, who often like to hear themselves talk. But they may not have good listening skills because they're so used to doing all the talking that they've never learned how to listen to someone else. Someone who is a steadiness behavior pattern or a conscientiousness behavior pattern, they are often good listeners, not just because they're conservative, but because it is important for them to get the information right and to understand it down to every minute detail. So, therefore, they often have very good listening skills. Just watch someone who is in that pattern. Look at the way they tilt their head. Look at the way they build good eye contact. If you are a good listener, you really have good eye contact with the people around you. You often will do things that show that you are a good listener. And what we need to do is, if you're in a family that's very dysfunctional, unless everyone in that family is willing to seek therapy and learn to really listen to each other, to really support each other, then sometimes you just have to get away from that family. You cannot be around them. If you want to become successful, you have to have good listening skills. You have to have good communication skills. You have to really be aware of where it is that you are coming from. You really need to learn how to build those skills and improve it so that you can really express yourself in a way that can really help you and where you are today and help you build the kind of skills that you want so that you can become successful in the business world, especially today since we are now going back to the small entrepreneur, because that is things that people really need to think about. And I do this show as a way of building my business, as a way of informing people of things they really need to know, and also because to me it is important to help people become successful in any of their goals and choices that they have made for themselves. Now, what I also want you to do is think about some things that you can do that can really help you build the skills that you really need to have in both the workplace and your personal life. How can you improve your listening skills? What are some of the things that you can do? If you don't know how to change and improve your listening skills, then you can contact me. And you can contact me by going to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com. You can contact me by sending an email, and my email address is succoach@yahoo.com. What it is, it's Success Coach, but Success is abbreviated so that it's SUC, and I drop the rest of it. And then it's just Coach. And if you remember that, and remember that it's at yahoo.com, if you contact me and you are really interested in learning how to build good listening skills, you can also go on my website at onepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can purchase my program. And if you look, I have over 74 products that are available that I sell through Enscape, one being the listening profile. And by taking that assessment profile online, what it does, it allows you to, it generates a report that helps you understand what your skills are and what changes you need to make to improve those listening skills. And when I work with you as a coach, then I can help you and teach you how to improve your listening skills. And if you cannot afford to pay my full fee, then if you refer someone to me who needs my services, then I will in essence also give you a finder's fee or give you some of my time.